It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So, anyway, we're almost done with APEC, which is, I think, very good. A lot of companies here in Hawaii suffering because of slow business and closing of their streets. But somebody, and I don't want to mention names, said that, oh, it's okay because the other companies are doing well, very well, and it balances out. You know, folks, explain this to me. How does it balance out if your company is going broke and the other company is doing great? How does it balance out? Does that other company pay the one that's losing money? I don't know. That guy's an idiot. That's why I don't want to mention names. You can go figure it out. All I say is he's always coming out on TV talking about APEC. Auto registrations, folks. Auto registrations is super high. Auto registration in Arizona is $41.76 for a Camry. Those of you that have Camrys, how much do you pay? And Arizona is a lot bigger than Hawaii. But it's $41.76 for registration. What's up with that? Okay? Anyway. You need to keep your headlights polished, folks, because that is part of safety check. If you have discolored headlight lenses, you're going to fail your safety check. Don't wait until this last minute and you're expired and then scramble around looking for somebody to polish off your headlights. Okay? Keep them clean. And you can clean the headlights with Mother's Aluminum Magwheel Polish. You get a little of that, put it on a terry cloth, and use some elbow grease and rub it in, and it comes just like new again. Okay? So keep it new, and wax it. Don't forget to wax it. Okay? If you have to buy a battery, don't go for the cheapy battery. Batteries are not batteries. The cheapy battery is like a drug guy. Is going to eat you out of house and lot. The cheapy battery does not give you gas mileage. It wears down your starter. It wears down your alternator. And it wears down your wallet. Okay? Get a good battery with high amps. Like the Optima. It has about 1,000 amps. Tested amps. Okay? Not registered on the battery, but tested. 1,000 amps. Now, when you have 1,000 amps, it gives you more spark at the spark plug, giving you better gas mileage, and it's far easier to start the car, okay? And the starter lasts longer, and the alternator lasts longer. So, it's your choice. You want to go with a cheapie and let it nickel and dime you to death forever, then go with a cheapie. But I would recommend the Optima, which will give you back tons in savings. Okay? You need to check when you had your last tune-up. A lot of people just take it for granted and drive on. Those of you that can remember way back in the 60s and 70s, you automatically had your car tuned up because you didn't want to get stalled. Remember back then when they didn't have these computers, they didn't have electronics, It was all manual type points, condenser, and, you know, simple stuff. You did it automatically. Well, now because of the electronics, people forget about it and they get into trouble. A lot of people get stalled from it. A lot of people damage other parts in the engine because of a bad tune-up. So, make sure you check on it. We recommend having a tune-up done every 20 or 30,000 miles. Or every 2 years, 3 years, something like that. Okay? So, if you want to stay out of trouble, that's the way to do it. Okay? Now, if go and wipe your surface of your car, the top surface only, okay? Wipe it and then feel the surface. If it's bumpy, you're gonna feel the surface feels rough. It's called industrial fallout. No, it's not radiation. It's industrial fallout. Tiny bits of metal particles end up on the surface of your car, and when the surface gets wet from the rain and whatever, it starts to rust, and the rust particles, the little particles, start to etch into your paint, and that's how you have your paint peeling. Okay, so if you don't want this to happen, there is a kit, and you can take that particles out cheaply by yourself. It's part of autorobics. Okay? Good exercise. You go down to the parts store and buy that kit. I think Mothers, the company Mothers, has that. It comes in a kit with a liquid, the little piece of clay, and all the stuff you need. Just read the directions and do it. Just don't drop the clay on the ground, because once you drop it on the ground, you got to go buy a new one. Okay? That clay will pull out all the metal particles from your paint, and it'll come smooth. Really amazing. It's only on the top surfaces, so it's quite easy. But wash the surface first before you use the clay. Okay? And then you're going to see a big difference. Go try that. And that clay is also good for taking off light overspray. Okay? Light, not heavy. Light overspray. And now, I recommend changing your motor oil by the color instead of by the miles or by the time. Whether you use cheapy motor oil or whatever motor oil, go by the color. If you see it turning, you know, little medium to dark, change it. No matter what the mileage is, change it. Okay, that prevents the engine from sludging. Okay, now it's been raining recently, so when you people go to the gas station to fill up, don't fill up in the rain. Get undercover, okay? And have a towel handy so you can wipe over the gas filler cap. Take off all that water, because you don't want water dripping into your tank. Then you're going to have water in your tank. This is one way to keep water from going into your gas tank. Wipe the water away. Okay? If you have any questions or comments or anything you want to call, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Another thing I recommend highly is to spray silicone on your radiator. Today's radiators are plastic. If you don't spray it and you don't take the time to try to maintain it, you're going to end up changing the radiator. on some cars is very expensive, especially the Lexus and the BMWs and Mercedes. They can run up to $1,200. So don't be lazy and spray the radiator, the plastic, the black plastic tanks with silicone. Okay? Now I know you ask, you're thinking, where am I going to buy silicone from? Go down to Crestec Cleaning Center and he has the silicone. Okay? Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, two doors down towards Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. If you're on the outer island, well, give them a call at 542-2500. Okay? Go check it out. Okay. Anyway, anybody out there listening had any problems with the APEC situation other than the few businesses that had to close down? I know even the taxi cabs were having problems with APEC. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 808-296-5467. Okay? Wanda, you have a trivia for this week? What's that?
How about running the one you had last week?
Well, can you repeat it?
I'm not sure what the question was. It was something about that restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, that the restaurant in Einaheine, the Ranch House. What were they famous for? Not the spare ribs or short ribs or whatever. What were they famous for? And the prize is donated by, again, Crestec Cleaning Center. Lots of good prizes over there. You can get to choose your prize. So, try and win. Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? Anyway. There is no cheap way to keeping your car going, folks. A lot of people are learning the hard way. They go with the cheaper stuff and end up doing it again. If you look at the bottom line, it's more expensive because you did it twice. Do it once the right way. That's the best way, especially if it's safety related. Okay? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
I got an answer for the trivia.
Okay.
Sam's Ranch House, famous for its wagon wheels and covered wagon.
No, somebody said that before. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay. Something that they were famous for. And this trivia is from Charlene Kwan. Okay? Yeah, it has to be her answer. Okay, now, the economy's gone down. Why do you think it's down? I might be wrong, but when the gas prices went up, the economy went down. Think about it. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Minnie from Mililani.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Is it the Ranch House Pot Roast?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Try it, folks. Take a guess at it. What were they famous for? 808-296-5467. 808.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great. Just doing great. You know, I had to go down to the Sheraton on Friday. It took me less time to drive to the Sheraton than it did to get through the screening to get into the hotel. But that was because everybody wasn't in town yet. But a lot of people aren't driving down there because they told a lot of people it's going to be crowded. You know what I'm saying? So it's less traffic than probably would have normally been. So, but that's my only story. I was stopped on the freeway for a little while, watched the motorcade. It'll be over tomorrow, so we'll all be back to normal. But what I wanted to talk about was, did you hear the story about the Chevy Volt?
Nope.
Okay, here's the story, and I wanted to bring this up for the listeners. The Federal Transportation Department did a crash test on a Chevy Volt. The car passed the test, and they put it out in the lot, and 3 weeks later, the car catches on fire. And it's because of the battery. And what they didn't do was, there's a procedure you have to perform after the car crashes to disconnect the battery, and they didn't do it. So it's in the news. You can look it up. I just wanted to put that out there. You know, if something happens to your car, I've been seeing a lot of those, you know, cars driving around now. There's some procedure, and I'm not sure what it is, but you need to follow the post-accident procedure to make the car safe, and they're investigating now why the car caught on fire.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, you work on cars, so I'm letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch them hybrids. Got to watch those. Well, you've been saying that for years.
Nobody listens.
Well, what can you say? Anyway, that's all I have for today because I'm going out. I'm on the windward side, so I'm going to enjoy some non-traffic. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Hmm. That's what I said. Hybrid cars, the electric cars are dangerous, but nobody listens. Think about it, folks. How many of you listen? You only listen when it's too late. I can name a lot of people, but what for? People never listen. Especially when you go to funerals. Everybody's sad, everybody regrets. But it's too late. Guy's dead. Do it before. Okay, so there's no regrets. Okay, who's next?
We have Roy from Moana Lua.
Hey, Roy.
Hi, Mr. Nita. Good afternoon.
Same to you.
Two things. Your registration, is the stickers all the same on all the other islands? Or are they different?
Stickers all the same.
All the same. Maybe we should register outside and bring them back in, yeah?
Yeah. You don't have to take the car there. You just send the registration paper there.
Yeah, good idea. I think so.
Yeah.
I think they're going to maybe look into that and see what happens.
That's right.
As long as you get the sticker, it's okay.
That's right.
Yeah. And your tour video, is it the buffet? Or you can eat buffet?
Call us back and try again.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Brent from Honolulu.
You're back again.
Yeah, I got an answer.
Okay.
They have free shows by the original Macau Sons of Niigata.
That's not the answer. Sorry, call us back and try again. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Whether it's for the trivia, you have a comment, a question, whatever. Okay? Anyway, those of you that were stuck in the traffic, how many of you had the car running for 45 minutes idling? I know a lot of you did. No shame. Raise your hand. You know, that's the worst thing you can do to your car.
What's going to happen?
No, idling the car with it in gear is wiping out the transmission, is wiping out your fuel, building carbon like crazy. Most of all, the exhaust is spreading around to everybody, and the exhaust is highly cancerous. Turn that bugger off. Open the windows, turn it off, and relax. I mean, you know, it's damaging the car. Idling the car is worse than floorboarding it down the quarter mile on a drag strip. Think about that. Okay? But who listens? You know, only 10% of my radio listeners really listen and do. 90% just use it for entertainment because everybody thinks, nah, that's not going to happen to me. Right. Watch and see. Okay? Like I said, to use premium gas, everybody runs 87. Well, it's your gas, not mine. But if you're driving my car, you better put in the best gas. Otherwise, you ain't driving it again. That's it. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the trivia question is, the answer has to be Charlene Kwan's answer. Okay? There's several things that they were famous for, but it's the one that she has. Okay? So, 808-296-5467. And the prize is excellent. It's donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? Anyway. Okay. Wanda, who's next?
Hello? We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, last week I was under the hood of the 66 Mustang. This guy pulls up in this old VW. You know, George, remember the VW buses that it's like the cab went right over the top of and then came down behind the seat, and then it was like almost like a VW pickup truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about them?
Well, anyway, so this guy pulls up in one of those. He gets out, he comes over, you know, he says, oh, I've been, you know, I'm a mechanic. I've been working down the street at one of your neighbor's houses, blah, blah, blah. And he was just talking a mile a minute, right? And anyway, so he goes, oh, where's the distributor? And then I looked at him, I said, yeah, over there on the left-hand side. And then he said, oh, yeah, well, this guy has, you know, I worked on a car, it was over somewhere else, right? And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here? So then he goes, so you have the old point system. Well, why don't you think about the new electronic pointless distributors, right, George?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now, first, I want to ask you, what do you think about, and you know the car, the 289 original Ford V8, right? Small block.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
What do you think, you know, because I've seen it advertised, you know, to the pointless system, right? Electric.
Mm-hmm.
George, do you have any opinion or have you had any experience with that, you know, going from the original points to the newer, you know, electronic pointless distributor?
Oh, man, I would have done it long time ago.
Okay.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah, no, I've been aware of it for a long time.
And but, the only one that I would recommend is the MSD.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what that is. Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
So anyway, so then he goes on, and so finally I just kind of go, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, and I just sort of walk away from him, and he goes, oh, yeah, and he goes back to his VW, and I'm just going, yeah, what the hell was that all about, you know? And then he starts up, he gets in his old VW, and it barely starts. He can barely get it up the little mini hill that I live on the corner, right? And I'm thinking to myself, George, and that guy's a mechanic, and look at his car, and the car is barely running. It's just chugging.
He needs ethanol.
Yeah, I'm going to go run after him, right? But George, I was checking over my, you know, from all our past classes, and I was going through my binder of notes, and I wanted to bring up something that I think that you haven't discussed, which is a simple one. Too much stuff on your keychain to the key to your ignition, and how there, when you build up too much stuff, it can really screw up your ignition key, you know, where it goes in.
Yep. A lot of people don't listen.
And it'll cost you really huge money.
Yep. People don't listen. That's the reason why manufacturers have done away with the key, the ignition. Because it always breaks. So being that there is no place to put a key in, they don't break.
Yeah, George. Well, I know you know, but boy, was it weird for me when I was, you know, at my next door neighbor, you know, asking me to detail her car, which I do once a month. But when I first started, it was a brand new BMW, beautiful car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't know how the hell to start it. And I think I don't need to tell you any more than that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, let's see. Put your foot on the brake and push this button.
Yep.
It cracked me up, dude. Boy, that was my big, big. Hey, welcome.
You gotta get back to the old cars with the key.
Hey, you know what, George? I'm not. That's it. I'm there. I'm in 1966 and 57, and I don't give a you know what. I love it. Period. You want air conditioning, roll down the window.
That's right.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
Oh, we'll be time. Right, yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself. The way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
Well, first of all, we have a caller that didn't want to go on the air. He was calling from Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
He said South Point, Kau'u area. Wanted to know if there's anywhere on the Big Island he can get ethanol.
No. Oh, yeah. He can. I don't know if it's he still has, but you got to give Andrew a call. And Andrew's number is 808-620-4989, and you put 2 gallons to a tank of premium gasoline, okay? Some cars take more, 2 is minimum. General Motors love about 4 gallons. Lexus is about 4 to 5, and Toyota's about 2 to 3. Okay? Anybody next?
We have Peter from Wahiwa.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, George.
What's up?
I had an answer for the trivia question, I thought.
Okay.
Was it a big steak that M's Ranch House served that if you could eat it, you got the steak for free?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, we have Jim from Kapahulu.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, George. How about on the trivia? Was it the venison?
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Ren from Honolulu.
Okay, got an answer.
He don't give up.
Do they famous for their tripe stew?
Call us back and try again. So, anyway, 808-296-5467. Line's open now, so give us a call. The trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has all kinds of goodies for the prize, and you can pick the prize you want to win. So, it's really neat. And he has a fantastic Degreaser 2000, which is excellent cleaner for removing grease, oil, whatever. And it doesn't leave any odor left over, and it's just great. The best cleaner to use. Okay? So, anyway. In Dallas, Texas, the police will pull you over if you have no insurance, and they will tow your car away. The total cost to get your car back is the towing, the storage fee, plus the fine, coming out to almost $400, folks. So they don't have any problems with car insurance, but we do. There's lots of cars running around in Hawaii with no car insurance. So who's enforcing it? What are they doing about it? And the chances for getting caught is only a measly penny for the fine. Okay, who's next?
We have, I think his name is David from Big Island. He wants to know the number again because he was driving.
Hi, David. Nobody there?
Okay, maybe he doesn't want to go on the air. Can you repeat the phone number for Andrew?
For Andrew?
Yes.
Or for David?
No, for Andrew.
Oh, okay. Andrew's number is 620-4989. Okay? Hope you got that one. 620-4989. Okay?
Okay, we have Louis from Ever Beach.
Hi, Louis.
Yes, is this the Holy Holy Beef?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, we have Mel from Honolulu.
Hey, Mel.
I think it was clam chowder.
Call us back and try again. Oh, they're going through the whole menu. Anyway, no hints. Okay, lines are open. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, and if you haven't tried ethanol yet, folks, you don't know what you're missing. But better you not try it because you're going to be hooked. The car will run 100 times better. Your repair bills will go down. And your gas mileage will go up. Your horsepower will go up. Your speeding will go up.
Uh-oh. So how do people do that? Like, they buy the ethanol from you, do they fill the gas before they come there?
Well, I don't know what they do. They just come, put in whatever they want, and away they go.
Well, what's the proper way to do it?
They can do it either way. But a lot of people, what they're doing is they're getting the 5-gallon container, filling that up. They have another 2-gallon container, and they fill it at home or at the station or whatever. I don't know. But filling it at the station is the best way. So if we had a station with selling ethanol and gasoline, it would be real convenient to do. But we're working on it. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Taylor from Kaneohe.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, for the trivia question, is it prime rib?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, we have Ren from Honolulu.
He's back again?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, M's Ranch House, famous for their daily shift special.
Mm-mm. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
See, what makes it hard is you have to have Charlene's answer. They're famous for a lot of things, but it has to be her answer. She's making it just like Wanda. It has to be their answer. Wow. Whoopie-doo. Anyway, what about the people in Kauai? I never heard them calling about ethanol. Anyway, a good place to go eat after APEC is the Chart House, folks. The Chart House is next to the Ilikai. Food is really awesome. Price is awesome. But most of all, it's really a nice place to have dinner. Go check it out. Chart House next to the Ilikai. If you're in Hilo for rest, business, whatever, stay at the Nanilo Hotel. Beautiful. The inside's completely 100% renovated. Everything's new. Go check it out. Nanilo Hotel in Hilo. I never saw a hotel take out all the carpets. This one did. I think that's a better way. It's cleaner. Okay? Anyway, if you have any questions about your car, comments, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. The trivia is hard, folks. You gotta guess. Think about the last time you went to a restaurant, about what was presented on the table when you ordered food and all that. Think about it. Okay? That's the best hint I can give you. But anyway, why is the registration so cheap on the mainland compared to Hawaii? Oahu, I should say.
Maybe they pay something else higher.
No, you know, those of you in business or, you know, pay taxes or whatever, don't you make a budget for yourself? Okay? How can the politicians put all the tax dollars into a general fund and pull out of there? How do you know what's using more money? You have to segregate it and separate everything. In other words, the car registration is paying for something else. It cannot be paying just for the streets. I mean, folks, you gotta say something. It's not going to be an end of it. What if the car registration goes to $1,000 a year? Are you still going to say, oh, well, I'll just pay it? Hello? Anybody listening? This is getting outrageous. Well, anyway, who's next?
We have a special friend on Safari.
Who?
Safari.
Dinosaur. Hey, he's not saying anything. Where is he? Hello?
Hello, George.
Yes.
If you can remember the ranch house.
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, George.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, George, if you must be old as a dinosaur.
No, I read that in the book.
Yep.
What's up, dinosaur?
How are you? I just happened to turn on the radio, so I heard you talking about the ranch house, so I just told the mom, man, George must be old as a dinosaur. He can't remember the ranch house.
No.
So how you been?
Okay. How are you?
You in health, I hope, because we got to go through that bash next year.
If we make it.
You're going to make it, dinosaur. The only thing can wipe you out.
I'm a small little dinosaur. You're the big bugger.
The meter hits your radio station.
Dinosaur lives for 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll let you go. We'll catch you later, George.
Okay.
Okay, pal. All
right. Okay, who's next? Oh, she's on the phone. Oh, that Safari is something else. He is so funny. You know, all we did was laugh all night. We had to leave early because we all had stomachache laughing too much. You ever had that? You just laugh and laugh. I mean, I think next time they got to put seat belts on our seats so we don't fall off laughing. Anyway, who's the next?
We have Rodney from Honolulu.
Hi, Rodney.
I'd make a guess.
Hi.
Hi, is it banana muffin?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, we have Brand from Honolulu.
Hey, final answer for the day.
Yeah, right. Okay.
At each table, they had a whole pineapple.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
See, that's what makes it hard. It has to be her answer. Wow.
Hey, man. It must be something unique, though.
Man. Tell you, these women. It has to be their answer. Jeez, you don't see guys say that. They just say, what was they famous for? That's it. Not, you got to have my answer. It's either my way or no way. Yeah, right. Anyway, when you fill gas, folks, and you fill it up, stop it at the first click. When it clicks off, do not continue to run out the numbers. Just leave it right there. Okay? Because if you put too much gas, it's going to destroy the vapor canister.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my time.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. And folks, I recommend highly to have a pen and paper ready to write down information. A lot of people call after the show asking for the same information that was given over the radio. So, anyway. Who's on the line?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
The trivia, is it a free drink?
Call us back and try again. Okay, so anyway, spray silicone on your radiator hoses, your belts, everything under the hood. If you don't know which is rubber and plastic, spray everything. It don't hurt. Okay, it protects rubber and plastic and makes it last indefinitely. Okay, who's next?
We have Lewis from Ever.
Hi, Lewis.
Yes, this is Hulu Hulu Park.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hint because they say it's hard. It is not meat. It's not meat.
Is it product. Food? Not food.
It's food.
Oh, okay.
But it's not meat. Oh, she's a cannibal. She only wants meat. Anyway, the gas you use and the oil you use, folks, will determine how long your car will live. Okay? Use good stuff. Save money. Look far ahead. Not in front of your hood. Far ahead. Look at the finish line. Okay, so who's next?
We have Jason from Mililani.
Hi, Jason.
Clayton.
Clayton.
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry.
Answer. It was the French lady.
The what?
Their bread pudding.
Their bread pudding.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's close, but not close enough. It's not meat, folks. Okay, the trivia question. The prize is donated by Crest Tech Cleaning Center. Very good prizes, okay? So, I will try to win it. Maybe I should tell somebody the answer and split the prize. Nah, that's cheating. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Again?
Again.
I thought you had the final answer.
Well,
I was going to say Fat Lee the bartender, but I know that'd be eligible. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, how about the Halpia?
Call us back and try again.
What other food is there?
Get lots.
Okay.
He's getting frustrated.
Okay, we have Mel from Honolulu.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah, I think the trivia is Boston cream pie.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, we have Randy from Pearl City.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, can I try the trivia?
Sure.
Is it breadsticks?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
You guys are close. Randy, you're close, but not quite close enough. You got to be perfect. Okay? That's the biggest hint I can give you for today.
Okay, we have Jenny from Honolulu.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, George. My answer is cornbread.
You know what?
What?
You are so close already, so.
Ooh.
We'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Right, what's the exact answer?
Bread.
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 Fresh bread. Oh. But cornbread, same thing.
Oh, thank you, George.
Okay, give Wanda your information.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next? Okay, anyway, she's answering the phones. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, I see a lot of people buy the cheapest battery. And the cheapest battery, folks, is not the best way to go, because that battery is going to eat you out of house and lot. Alternators are expensive today. Starters are expensive. Batteries will make the starter and alternator live longer. A good battery. So it's a big savings going with the better battery. And the better battery will also give you about 2 miles more per gallon of gas, because it makes a bigger spark at the spark plug. Okay? It's a proven fact. The Optima battery is the way to go. It has the highest amps. Okay? Most of them come with 1,000 amps. Okay, who's next?
You have Ray from Chinatown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it, George? What's the report on the gas this week with Shell and Tesoro?
Shell is the same as Tesoro, but I noticed different station is different.
Yeah, don't go the one on Waikamilo.
Yeah, that one is low. I don't know why.
Yeah, that one's jumped. Yeah, has once a month fill up or something, huh?
I don't know. But the Tesoro been real steady.
Okay, you always stay with Tesoro. Yeah, they get enough movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this guy at my coworker. Listens every week, well, just almost every week, and yet he agree with everything except for, he don't go down and put in ethanol. He's been listening for years.
That's good.
We got him as Abe Taylor, so Abe Taylor listening. Listen to George.
No,
all
no.
All the way.
No, no. We're running low on ethanol.
Yeah. No. You got to make another order soon, George.
Yeah, I got to order soon.
Okay, just try to encourage him to, try to get you to listen all this time. They don't try it. I don't know why.
Yeah, they don't know what they're missing, yeah?
They don't. Well, I guess once they do, I guess you're going to go see them too much, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, George. Have a great day now.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay. So, anyway. Yes, the ethanol is great, folks. Until you try it, you'll never know. Like anything else. Once you try it, you'll see. Okay? I have never seen somebody say that it did nothing. It does. Okay, Donna McCarter Kim says it runs smoother. And she don't notice anything else, just smoother. But it does do something. The thing that it does, it makes your car run better, and you have less problems like hesitation, stumbling, hard starting, whatever. It makes it run a whole lot better. And that's the best thing we ever came across. Is ethanol. Fantastic. Really, really good. If you know who Champ is, go talk to him. He's hooked. We got him hook, line, and sinker. Okay, so Anyway, look at the color of your oil, because you should be checking the level of your oil at least once a week. Okay? Check the oil. Because if you have an oil leak and not know it, you're going to run out of oil. So check the oil, and if it looks a little bit on the dark side or even halfway there, change it. Cheaper to be safe than sorry. Okay? So that's what I would recommend. No matter what oil you're running, look at the color of the oil. Okay? Who's next, Wanda?
We have Kim from Kaneohe.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I want to know, last time I went to the page, I kind of find your page there. How I go find your page? Go get the endo.
You know where Dillingham Zippies is?
Yeah, I went to, go to the Costco or Street, go down.
No, you got to go to where Dillingham Zippies. You know the Zippies on Dillingham?
Yeah, I went to Dillingham City, but I went to behind all the fix the car, the kind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
There's so many pages, you know. Which one is your one?
Nita's.
Nita.
Nita's, N-I-T-T-A.
Okay. There's a behind the city, yeah?
Yeah.
It's on Kaumu Ali'i Street.
Kaumu Ali'i Street. Okay. How spell that one? Can I copy that? Can you see it for me?
K-A-U.
K-A-U.
M-U-A.
M-U-A.
L-I-I.
L-I-I.
Right.
Yeah, it's 1316. Okay, 1316.
1316.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the phone number?
847.
847.
847.
55. I'm sorry. 84, yeah?
Yes.
847.
55.
55. 54. 54. Okay, then. I want to go to 5.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Wow. Well, those of you that heard our PSA on drunk drivers, that is a perfect example. We play it and play it and play it so that people don't drink and drive, but people still drink and drive. And when they kill somebody or kill themselves, then it's too late. Why do we have to be after the fact? Why can't we say a good thing we didn't? Think about that. Okay? For those of you that have lost loved ones because of a drunk driver, you know what I'm talking about. The PSA on I Went to a Party Mom is made to stop drunk drivers. Okay? Okay. It's that time again. He's telling us move out. So anyway, I'd like to thank all of you that called in, made it fun. It's always fun hearing people and their problems and try to help them. Take care of each other, folks. This is Hawaii, the very special place in the world. And please don't drink and drive. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed